Hello, it's Joanne Staffnell here from Triton Legal. I know that many of you will have specialist departments in your firm, and I guess that every so often, a client will need the services of more than one department. So let's talk about some risk management tips that apply to cross-department work. Quite a lot of the cases I defend boil down to a failure of communication between different departments of the same firm. One of the most potentially expensive failures I came across happened like this. The law firm acted on behalf of a property development company. That company was entering into a really major luxury residential property development. The company was having to purchase the plot of land, get planning permission for the development, and also sort out financing from a bank. As you can imagine, the amounts being borrowed and the amount at stake went into the tens of millions of pounds. The law firm was a large multi-department firm and was retained to act in relation to the conveyancing, the banking and the financing aspects, and also the planning permission. The planning team did a great job and got planning permission secured. Once that was in place, the banking team could finalise the terms of the loan with the bank. The terms of the loan were pretty typical for a development of that magnitude, and the drawdown of the loan was to happen in tranches. For example, after a certain threshold number of off-plan sales of the apartments. The finance was arranged, the plot of land was purchased, and the project was off to a flying start. So the various lawyers thought that they had done a brilliant job for a very prestigious client. But the problem started only a few months later. The client phoned up the banking team to say that the bank was refusing to pay a tranche of the loan and asked for advice as to how to make them pay it. The client said that the bank was saying that not only had they failed to secure the threshold number of pre-sales, but they had also breached one of the loan conditions to do with planning permission. And the banking lawyer said, OK, I think we can sort that out. Have you made any pre-sales at all? And the client said, well, no, of course not. We can't advertise the apartments until we've sorted out the revised planning permission. And the banking lawyer said, what revised planning permission? So the banking lawyer went over to see his planning colleagues. Oh yes, said the planning lawyers. The client told us at the outset that for various commercial reasons, it wanted to seek revised planning permission after buying the plot of land. We're working on securing the revised planning permission right now, and we expect to get a decision within a few months. But why on earth didn't you tell me about this? Shouted the banking lawyer. If I'd known that, I would never have allowed the bank to make the drawdown conditional on pre-sales. Now the bank is saying that the whole multi-million pound loan is repayable immediately and the client is going to blame the whole thing on us. Fortunately, the banking and the planning lawyers had the good sense to tell the firm's insurers about the problem straight away. So with our specialist help and with a lot of guided negotiation with the bank, the problem was eventually resolved without too much damage to anyone's wallets. But it was really interesting to see how the problem had come about in the first place. In that firm, the communication and the flow of information between departments was really quite poor. Each department would work on their own aspect of the transaction without ever considering whether the information obtained from the client for one purpose might be relevant to the work another department was doing. So here, the planning team were told about the intention to revise the planning permission after the purchase. But it never occurred to them that this could have an impact on what terms would be appropriate for the bank facility. From a risk management point of view, this can be quite a tricky problem to prevent and manage. But I hope the following suggestions help. When you have a multi-department instruction, it can be helpful to put one person in charge of liaison between the teams. That person could, for example, arrange regular meetings or telephone conferences with the lawyers for each department, to make sure that relevant information about the client's needs and instructions is passed between the departments. Other alternatives could include making it a rule that each department sends a sort of state of play memo to all the other departments involved in the deal. Perhaps this could be done just at the key stages of the deal. This gives the other departments a chance to consider whether anything is happening that impacts on their role for the client. In other words, if you talk to each other, things will be less likely to fall between two stools. At the very least, you can use risk management as an excuse to get together with your colleagues for a coffee or a drink. The matters discussed in this podcast should not be applied to any particular set of facts without seeking legal advice. This podcast was recorded at Alaska Studios, London.